We are up to the Beis Amud Aleph.
So?
Yes, Beis Amud Aleph. I maybe get Medina Sayyam to Akshayam before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. What it brings to get Medina Sayyam has to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. The Gemara will discuss it this week, in the Gemara. I just want to tell you a preview that next week the Gemara is going to turn everything on its head in this coming week. But meanwhile, we're doing what we did this week. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer. What? And Gamliel Eimer, Apple Rekim, Rekim, and Achega, which is close to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ezra Eimer, and maybe even Kvar Ludim, the Lord. Kvar Ludim is enveloped, for lack of a better word, surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Come by me, the Sarah Shemma, Bethay Zichta, Bethlechtam, Elah, maybe Medina Sayyam, Vahamaylach. They add Vahamaylach, and the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether this is a machloik, this is a Tanakama, or this is explaining the Tanakama. But maybe Medina Sayyam, Sarah Shemma, Bethlechtam, Bethlechtam. That is when you have two, I don't know, enclaves. I don't know how he translates the Gmunya. Basically, two warring factions in one city.
Jurisdictions,
thank you. Those are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The main right, Ma'akik Eretz Yisrael, the Gittin, Ma'akik is considered Eretz Yisrael, not like Rabbi Yehuda, who considered Ma'akik Chutzlars. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael and talk Shem upon the Nechtam, upon the Nechtam. Because the reasons don't apply, as the Gemara will explain. The Miyashal of Eirem, if the Baal comes in Tainas, you sky the Chesam of the way you do it is you approve, validate the signatures, which is what you would do in any case in a regular without the Takana Befana Nachtam Befana Nachtam. You validate signatures. Well, according to Rabbi, you would also have to know the Shema, as the Gemara will explain. Frank the Gemara, my time. Why do you have to say Befana Nachtam Befana Nachtam? Rabbi Amar Fishay Bekin Lishma, they're not Bnei Torah, Rashi says, and they don't recognize the halacha that you have to write and get Lishma. Rabbi Amar Fishay Edom between Lekai, my Rabbi says, because the Edom aren't available. My Benayu, the Gibbonai Rasuya Beitrei, which Rashi learns that according to Rabbi, they're here to be Mekayimit. Tyson doesn't like his chat, because who says they're going to be here next week when the husband comes? But that's how Rashi understands it. Within Eretz Yisrael, from boundary to boundary, country to country, state to state, there's no Edom between Lekaimai, but at the same time, it is they are Bekin Lushma. According to Rabbi, you would need, because they're not Bekin Lushma, according to Rabbi, in the same country, it's Edom between Lekaimai. Frank the Gemara, the Rabbi, don't be saying Bekin Lushma, the boy Trey. Going to Rabbi, it says the reason is Ain Bekin Lishma. Why don't you need two witnesses? Doesn't every testimony need two witnesses? No. Rashi says, important Rashi, the mocker is that you eat at your friend's house. That's what Rashi seems to say. Interesting, Rashi doesn't say you eat in your own house, because I guess you can prepare the food in your own house. Your wife doesn't have to do the cooking. Whereas in somebody else's house, you're relying on somebody, and you're eating. How can you eat? How do you know it's not temple? How do you know it's kosher? There it is.
What is that, Rashi?
It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5th line from the top of the wide lines. Umashani, Eidechon Nema Bisurim.
Where did you see that Rashi's excluding your house? He's saying everyone.
True, yeah, he says, Echad Bisurim. I mean, Pashtas, he's talking about other people's houses. Taisus, brings the Rai, says the Rai is Nida. Says, V'safrullah, we trust the woman to count her days. She's an Eidechon. And we believe her. That's the Gemara Eimer. I mean, the Eichem and Bishurim Kachatichas Savuk Shekelim Savuk Shushum and Zloyes Chazik Yisura. That the Isra is not there. Have a hook of this Chazik Yisura that she says. Have a Davish of Erva. Two questions. Number one, here it's Chazik. And number two, it's a Davish of Erva. May Davish of Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Now, I want to explain. Tysus explains this, and this is, it should be explained. That even when it's Chazik Yisura, B'yadoi takes off his Chazik Yisura. Meaning, a woman is believed to say she tabled for her nidas. I says chazik isura, she was a nida. How can what Eidecha be believed against a chazik? The answer is, she is beyond the table. Anything that she could have done, we believe her even though it's a chazik. But over here, the shliach didn't have the ability to give the get, to write the get. It's not his.
He's just a messenger. So it's a schazik isura, and he's an eidecha, and an eidecha is not nemen kenegan in the schazik. And also happens to be a davar shebe'erva. Vein davar shebe'erva parkas mishnayim. And for the Gemara, right, b'kiyin hay. Really, most people know the halacha l'shma. But people are mayor, the chayish l'miyuta, and even according to a mayor who's worried about the minority, Sam Sifri desired to make migmiri. Most seferim who write gittin happen to know the halacha. So it's like a miyuta to miyuta. For Rabbanon, who's the atzvik, it's a rabbinic requirement. Therefore, v'hokam shemigun nishil about Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon were mekul, they said, you can trust the shliach. In fact, the Gemara hay kula u'chumrohu. This is not a kula, this is a chumra. Because by only having one aid, it leaves it open that the husband can come and say it wasn't l'shma. It'll be one against one. And even though we usually have a rule that we believe the first aid, but not when the husband comes and says, I didn't know, what do you want the guy to do? And for the Gemara, the Matzuch is Leitrei, and this is part of the question. The Matzuch is Leitrei, Le'asi Ba'amaro Pasalei, if you need two, the husband wouldn't come in Taina, Chayasi Ba'amaro Pasalei. And for the Gemara, Kivin Zamar Mar, if they come in Neistelor, Reb Yechid Reb Chanina, Chayram Reb Zay Beis, Chayram Reb Zay Gimel. Since we require the Shliach to say this in front of two or three, meaning there has to be a Beth in there, Mikara Medik Dayak, he's very careful, Le'asi Leruya Navshi, doesn't want to undermine himself, and therefore he gets more namanas than the Baal the kindness. Frek the Gemara, this is in Rabbah. Now the Gemara is going to have a repetition in Rabbah. Frek the Gemara, the Rabbah, don't appreciate it between the Kaima, the boy Trey. Meaning to have Yakim Shtaras Alma. Anytime you have a written contract, and somebody claims it's forged, we require two Adam to validate signatures. So why is this any different? Frek the Gemara, Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. This is not a monetary star. Very good. Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. Nothing that a third sponsor wouldn't have made. That was just for you. Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. Frek the Gemara, I mean, Eidecha Nemen Bisurim, Gekhatiha Sabbat Shukhelu Sabbat Shushum, and the way it's Chazing Surah. When do we believe in Eidecha? Well, it's not against an ischazik. This is the Zomdisha term. Ein echad kineged ischazik. That's how they refer to it. Avalacha ischazik yisura. The ish 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 ish. Also, avadavah shemerva. Two questions. Avadavah shemerva focus me base. And for the Gemara, a similar answer to Rabbah, but different. But then who the kiyam shtaris? Nami lili boy. The truth is, you wouldn't even need kiyam shtaris. The kiddur shlakish. Damar shlakish. Eidem agasum ma'ashtar. People don't forge signatures. If you have two signatures on a star, that's biblically a valid star. No proof can be brought against it by a claim it's forged. We don't believe that people forge stars. It's not on our horizon, biblically. Rabbanon Udatrich, this was a takanat Rabbanon, that people should have to validate stars. Welcome to Shemiguna Kiluba Rabbanon, Frakti Gemara Kulu Ukumru. If you had two, the husband couldn't claim it was forged. So how's the one aid going to counter the claim of Mezuyah? And for the Gemara, how many do you give it to her? One says in front of two, and one says in front of three. Mikara made the dayak, v'liyasi l'ruya nafshay. So they are careful to say it right, and therefore they believe more than the husband who comes and claims Mezuyah.
What is this Kimball? Is that talking about?
Who has to be there when he says in front of Nechta? Whatever. It doesn't have to be. I don't think it has to be people wearing a robe. No. It can be a regular. I think two or three people can serve as a bezin.
This is about Fouke Zero.
Okay, one. What's the time of Lafouquet? We'll
see
it after Hamid Beis.
Why is two sufficient?
Again, we'll see it after Hamid Beis. All on Hamid Beis. Let's. That the Gemara is clearly discussed. Is that the Gemara by two? Barabba, my time alone, Karabba. Why didn't Rabbah say like Rabbah? Meaning, why is Rabbah not concerned about Lishma? Now, the Gemara could have answered because he just doesn't think it's a concern. You know, if you're not concerned, you're not concerned. You can't make up a concern. But the Gemara wants to say that Rava also realizes that there might be such a concern, except he doesn't worry about it. Why not? Maybe that's the reason of the Mishnah. The Takana would have been direct. Say before a nechtam l'shma, before a nechtam l'shma, instead of just saying before a nechtam, and have to be questioned by Bezin.
You show me a Takana that says,
exactly.
Exactly.
The Rabbah's response to that is, but then in the list of Yochanan, that's what it should have said. You make him talk too much, he'll cut it off, and he won't meet the Takana. If you don't meet the Takana, it's not kosher. So he won't say the two words, the four words, meaning it's a phrase of Bafana Nechtam. He's not going to cut that. Bafana Nechtam is two separate phrases. Mashenke Bafana Nechtam Lushmo, he might just say Bafana Nechtam, and that won't meet the bar. Because once the Rabbana make a takon of a certain words, those words have to be said. That's why Rabbah holds they didn't put Lushmo in. And Rabbah holds they should have put Lushmo in. If they didn't, it's a riot, that's not their concern. Fracting
Why did he just say that in the words Bafana Nechtam, that if the Shema is the problem, those words, Nechtav and Nechtav, mean the Shema?
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
That's
how do you know what the Shliach is saying?
That
again, that's why we made it. But the Shliach that comes and says Bafana Nechtav, how do you know he knows the Shema? A regular Yassel, who's a Shliach, when it comes and says Bafana Nechtav, how do you know he means the Shema? Because the rabbi said it means that.
If he does his extra, is that that? Comes what? An offering the Shema?
That's fine.
Yeah, if we don't get
again, we have to have a minimum. Cannot cut out the minimum.
Not like if he does too much.
No. Practically, my rabbi, my time will never. Why isn't Rabbi concerned? How does he know that the Mishnah does the mean? Because Adam is the only guy. So Rabbi gives a very simple answer. In Cain, if that's the problem, oh, it just says Bafana Nechtam. Bafana Nechtam Lamali. What is the purpose of Bafana Nechtam? It's a raya that we need Lushma. Because if not, why are you talking about the writing it again? It's not a geya, Adam Matsuya Likaimai. But Rabbi, didn't the listening, okay? Rabbi says you're 100% right. Bafana Nechtam is superfluous. But it's there for a reason. If we would rely on just Bafana Nechtam, people would walk away saying that you can approve a star with one aid, just like you approve a get with one aid. By insisting on Bafana Nechtam, which is not necessary in any star, it's saying Gittin are different. But Rabbah says, I don't need Bafana Nechtam to make Gittin get different. Midami. Hasam Yadina and Hacha Bafanai. By every other star, they just have to know the signatures. Here they have to see the signing.
What does that mean?
They have to say Bafana Nechtam. In every other Kiyum Staris, they just have to recognize the signature.
What do they say? We recognize the signature.
Yeah.
Okay, and here we're saying...
They have to say, I watched him sign. Again, as I mentioned this week, I recognize Rabbi Avraham Fishman Zatzal's signature. And Shmuel Berkowitz is our Sal signature. I can testify to their signatures.
So we're more machmir by Gittin.
We put a difference into Gittin.
No, I mean that we're more machmir. Because he has to see it.
Correct.
Mashiach came by others.
They just have to recognize it. Correct.
So
but it's not a chumrah. It's a
chumrah.
No, it's not. It's only because it's an Ein Echad. Being, we're making a cooler here. We're lying on the Shliach to validate again. In every other star, we need two Adam to validate.
On the other hand, here he has to see it.
Only if he's doing it by himself. If he had two Adam, he wouldn't have to do it. If he had two Adam, he could be like every other Kiyum Staris. Not a Chumra over Kiyum Staris. It's a Chumra in the Kula.
But Kiyum Staris, you don't need the Shema either.
Again, Rava says we want b'fanei nechtav for kiyum shtaris. So Rava says, why do you need b'fanei nechtav? So Rava answered him, so nobody should think every aid can validate any shtar. So Rava says, for that I don't need b'fanei nechtav. The fact that I insist on the words b'fanei nechtav should be enough of a hecker that this is not a regular kiyum shtaris. I'm sorry?
We're saying this is a full-blown
Kiyum Shtaris? Correct.
Even if the
Balaam is correct. Correct. So it's a kula. We're relying on one aid. But that kula of one aid comes with a kumra that he has to say the words of Balaam.
True, Kiyum Shtaris, you don't need to say
that. No. Zuck's Rava, that's not necessary. I'm sorry, that won't do the trick. Right, Rava is saying, I have a hecker, the fact that you have to say the Fana Nechtam. Rava says, not true. This Eid Echer can say I recognize the signatures. That's also good here. And therefore, what differentiates this from every other Kiyum Shtaris? The added words, the Fana Nechtam. So according to Rava, you don't have to say the Fana Nechtam. You can say the Fana Nechtam and I recognize the signature. That's how Rashi learns. That means Rava is arguing on Rava. You're saying that the fact that we insist on b'fanei nechtam is a hecker. We don't insist on b'fanei nechtam. So there's no hecker. The eid hecher, the shliach can come in and says, I recognize these two signatures. That's good enough. So then what differentiates this from any other kiyum shtaris? The fact that he has to say b'fanei nechtam. So according to Rashi, according to Rava, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. You can say, b'fanei nechtav, and I recognize the signatures. And why do I need b'fanei nechtav? Just to make sure that nobody confuses this with every other Kiyum Shtaris.
But it's not, according to what we're saying now, it's not going to matveya shetavu
chacham. So again, Rava says, there's no matveya shetavu chacham in Mandel Chassimah. It's exactly what Rava's answering.
That's a big thing.
That's a very big thing. That's why we need Rava to say it, not you, not me. 100%.
This is something that...
100%. That's why we chazer.
Yeah, I
want to
know how many people got it. Okay? Let's be honest.
Everybody. Come on. Dr. Gemara... And Rabbi continues, and he says there are other recognitions. The fact that we believe a woman to bring her get to Bezin, and her husband said you have to go to Bezin and make Bezin agents, so she has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. We never believe a woman in Kiyum Shtaris. Rabbi is saying there's three recognitions between this and Kiyum Shtaris. The fact that we insist on b'fanei nechtam, the fact that we trust a woman, and the fact that a woman herself can bring her own get and say b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Amar Loch, Ato Hakim Yom Yizidim Bilei Mehemni. Rabbi says the first one is not a hecker, because they can say I know the signatures. That's just as good as b'fanei nechtam. That's why I need b'fanei nechtam. Now the other two questions Rabbi doesn't answer. He doesn't answer why woman is not a hecker, why Baal Dover is not a hecker. The answer is because they're very uncommon. And since they're uncommon, that's not a good enough hecker. So even though Rabbi threw that in as a hecker, Rabbi only needs to respond to the first of the three. He doesn't need to respond to the other two. Frakti Gemara. That's what types this week. Frakti Gemara. Well, the Rabbi Dover is a shebeki in Lishma. Man hai kana, the baik sivu Lishma, baik sivu Lishma. Who is this kana? Because the kasam either means right or the kasam means sign. So where do you get to say that you need both lishma? Ira meyer ksiva chasima boy ksiva loy. He says clearly that the kasam of the Torah only means chasima. Where does he say that? It's not. En kaisam b'mechuba lekarka. You shouldn't write a get lechatchila on something attached to the ground. However, kasam b'mechuba lekarka tosha chasma benasma kasher. But if you sign it betolish, that's good enough. Lechatchila we make gzera. We're afraid if you write it, you'll sign it. But if you did write it and then cut it off and then signed it, it's kosher. That means he doesn't care about the ksiva. doesn't care about it. But to him, chatah means ksiva. The Rav Elazar, who holds ksiva as the main thing, that's what the chatah means. He doesn't even need chasima. So ksiva boy chasima loy boy. He doesn't even need chasima. The key time in loyalam Rav Elazar even ksiva boy chasima Rav Elazar chasima l'shamam is a rise of a rabbanim boy. I ain't gonna say maybe he needs biblically. He doesn't need chasima, but rabbinically they require chasima. It's not true. Because what now we learned, three gittin are pasul midrabbanan, and Rav Elazar says they're kosher. At least one of them is kosher. Did not gittin give them psulim, and this is about kosher. Now, according to the Tanakh, that's pasul because there's no edim. And therefore, he can write whatever he wants to time. Right? Rav Elazar says you don't need edim, and it's kosher, as long as you have edim and sira. Yes, I'll have aid of aid by Zaman. Yes, by Zaman, aid by Yalad Echad, the cipher in one aid. Again, it's Pasim and Rabbanon. Harei, Shloisha, Gittin, Sulim, Nisus, Abad, Kasher. And the Blazer, I'm not be saying, no, of aid, which is not some of the aid of Kasher. The Blazer says, I don't need aid him. As long as there's aid him there, will they read the get when he transfers it. The Goybim and Chasim, Shabazim, and Rashi has two Pshatim. Either the Ksuba, the get can collect their Ksuba in a place where they don't write a Ksuba, or if you have this on a regular star, you don't need Eidim Chesima. You can collect with Eidim Masira, making it into a star. The purpose of Eidim Chesima is just that later on, she should be able to prove the validity of the get, because Eidim Masira might not be around. So it's clear that you don't need Chesima. So you don't need Chesima, you don't need Chesima L'shma. Something about Ella Rameir. We're going to try a different answer. It's going like Rameir. Maybe rabbinically he needs Tziva L'shma, but it's not true. Even if he finds a get in a garbage dump, which has his name and his wife's name, and he has it signed L'shma Kusher. Now, Kusher doesn't mean, as the Gemara will explain momentarily, doesn't mean biblically or not rabbinically. Kusher only means the deraisa. Yachi oimahoy remeir dvartayri voy. So they said biblically that's the way it is. Not that he says it's kosher, because it's not kosher. It's only biblically that it's okay. So at this point, we're stuck. We don't have a Tana that says you need both ksiva and chasima. So the Gemara is now going to give two terutzim. Eloli oilem rablazri. Bechilo boy rablazri chasima hechad elak edem klau. You can skip the chasima. But hechad ik edem boy. But if there's Adam, they have to be 100% on board. If there's anything wrong with them, like a karav or a puzzle, you don't need them. But if they sign, they better be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says the custom is both writing and signing, and therefore he's the Mishnah, and we don't have to look for anything else. So why did we waste that? Why did we spend our time trying to make it Remeir or Yehuda or Blazer, but you have Yehuda waiting in the wings? The answer is Madrinan and Remeir, some Mishnahs and Remeir. Most Mishnahs are written in Remeir's template. He was the one that provided the template for Mishnayos. Madrinan Rebbe Blazer, the Kaimel and Hilchos of Kavasa Begitten, we pass him like a Blazer Begitten that you don't need Eda Kasima, so we like to make it like him. Dr. Mishnah, you are right. Tanan. Rav Gamliel, maybe a rekim and a cheger, you need to say before the next time. Rav Lezer, I'm a little bit kvar, ludim lulud. Vam Rabbaya, mi yoris da smuchas leret Yisrael. Rav Gamliel was adding the city's coast to Eretz Yisrael. Umbevloa is mitchum Eretz Yisrael skin, and the one surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Vam Rabbaya, 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 no need in smuchos or mavlois. My love, welcome if we. I saw the shame between lishma and gemiri. Since they're close there to show, they know lishma, and therefore you don't need. And Rav Gamliel saw my son the shame between lekaimai. Body not be lishchichi. A border is a border, and the border is not passable, and therefore it's not edim between lekaimai. And for the Gemara, like Rabbi Matarz Tameh, Rabbi Matarz Tameh. Each one will answer it according to their own reason. Rabbi Matarz Tameh, the kulam the shame between lishma. Everybody holds attention to Mikhil Lishma. Balkam Balkam Mifligi, Tanakama Sabra Hanakim, the Smucha is Mikmigmiri, Tanakama holds, they know Lishma, right? The author of Gamil, the Maimon before is Gamiri, Smucha is like Gamiri. The Gamil is not confident enough that the city's close, know Lishma. And Rabbi Lazar said, but everybody agrees that this the Mavua is no Lishma. He just makes a light plug. And Rabbi Matar says, Habay, the Kulam. Rabbi Gamil holds that the Smukhais don't know Lishma either.
No, right.
The Rabbi Lazar holds, but everybody agrees that the Mavua is no Lishma. The reason Rabbi Lazar argues in Mavua is not because he argues that they also don't know Lishma. It's just he makes a light plug. Since they're near the border, they do cross the border. But again, everybody agrees that Mavois is different. It just Rabbi Lazar holds, light plug is light plug. And the one who takes the marriage Israel to Medina Sayyam. Because the Tanakhama suffered by Lechvai. Because the Tanakhama didn't say by Lechvai Tzarech. Now, why yes, why not? According to Rabbah, this is perfect. According to Rabbah, the Tanakhama holds its Lishma, and therefore they know Lishma, and according to the Rechamim holds like Rabbah. This is the Machlaikas. My love, I'll come in for the Gizem, I'll come in for the Gizem, the Hani Gmiri, and these people know the Shema. And by some of you say, in between the Kaiman and Amil and Shechichi. It's not like it's Rabbi and Rabbi, it's not like it's Tanoim. Let the Gemara know Rabbi Matthias and Tamei, but Rabbi Matthias and Tamei, each one answers according to their own reason. Rabbi Matthias and Tamei, the Kula Amil and Shechichi and the Shema. Everybody holds the reason is Amil and Shechichi and the Shema. But I'll give you Xeris, Mailuch, question is, do we make a light plug in one direction, so we make the other direction? Tanakhama suffered like Gazina by Lukhata maybe? Rabbanah Basari suffered Gazina by Lukhata maybe? Rabbi Matthias and Tamei, the Kula Abu Bishayed and Matu Lakaimai. Rabbanah Basari, Lufusha Tanakh the Kamadasi, they're not arguing. They're explaining the Tanakhama. When he said, I maybe, he also meant Hamaylach. Let's jump tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.